Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Trippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check in to Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on. And since he is not here, he is not working on these stories. When Facebook went down Wednesday, it affected 2.3 billion users. Jeez. And was the biggest outage that they've ever had. Then yesterday, Apple had an iCloud outage. Gmail and YouTube also had issues. It is not clear if any of this was connected or if there was any sabotage involved.
Yeah, they think there is.
They don't know, but they do know that people lost their mind when Facebook and Instagram went down in the same day.
That's a third of people on Earth, basically.
Except for the fact that people who have to work within the Facebook and Instagram realm were really having a wonderful day yesterday, not having to read a bunch of negativity.
Yeah, I did hear a few people that were like, thank God.
Not that Instagram is the home for that, but Facebook surely is. And so it seemed like to me that people were actually getting a nice break from it.
Plus, if Facebook and Instagram, like, sorry, if any social network goes down, like, that is not an emergency.
It's just not.
No. Now, you should be scared if somebody could shut them down that they could turn off the lights.
Mm-hmm. We don't recommend you try this, but a federal appeals court has ruled that giving cops the finger is free speech, protected by the First Amendment. We don't suggest you try that. But that's what an appeals court has ruled.
Yeah, I mean, I hear what they're saying, but it's still going to prove problematic at the time. You know what I mean? Like, maybe you go to court later and they say, yeah, you're right. But you're gonna have problems.
In case you haven't heard, Budweiser is...
But wait, does that? Do you think then, could you also say then F you? Not that I want to do either of those things, right? But flipping the finger only means F you. So would it be the same as saying it? Which again... not the best idea.
It's not a good idea, but inherently there's nothing illegal about saying it.
Yeah, I guess.
In case you haven't heard, Budweiser-infused meats will be hitting supermarkets this summer. Meat that has been infused with Budweiser beer.
What kind of meats are they talking?
I don't know what they have in mind. I've never heard anyone infusing meats with beer before. I've heard of people cooking brats and beer and some other things, but never injecting the meat with beer. Like other kinds of...
Well, I mean, the original red sausage is pretty good. That's a meat with beer in it.
But that's professional people. We're saying like just like our buddies.
This is already...
It's
already made.
I don't know if it's like a pork loin that's got Budweiser in it.
I'm going to try it, right? I mean, it's just that easy.
People cook this stuff in beer all the time. I don't think it's that crazy.
It's the difference between, to me, getting a quesadilla or a taco, right? Where do you want your ingredients? You want it on the outside? We'll cook it in it. You want it in the inside? We'll infuse it.
Yeah. And there's a way to infuse it like they're doing as opposed to just like, right, like I don't know if I would inject it with beer.
A crematorium in Germany burned down all the way to the ground. But all 20 dead bodies inside were more or less unharmed.
Let that sink in for a minute. So you're there to burn bodies, and then when the building catches on fire, the bodies that you would have burned did not burn.
That tells you how hot that crematorium is in that oven to actually burn the bodies.
What is the temperature to get people to ash?
I don't know, but the whole crematorium burned down and the bodies were more or less unharmed.
Damn.
Dude, it's crazy. There's legit like a giant fire in Boston today that was at like a casket place.
Jeez.
A guy in a boarding house in Akron, Ohio shot his roommate for stealing two pieces of chicken off the top of the stove.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you feel like you'd have a sense of your roommate and how sensitive they are to that?
Two pieces of chicken. How many pieces of chicken were there?
I'm guessing it's fried chicken.
Maybe he was drunk. Drunk people tend to eat other roommates' food. Not saying it's an excuse, just saying sometimes it happens.
Okay. Why do you look guilty?
Because I did it 1,000 times.
But you never feared that. I just feel like if you thought there's even the possibility that one of your roommates might shoot you, you at least wouldn't have eaten theirs, right? But people can get mad, and you're like, yeah, I know you're mad, but I thought I was going to kill
you. Smacked in the face.
Mm-hmm. Did you?
Yeah, remember with DB, he made chocolate-covered strawberries on February 13th. When I went out then, he says, don't eat those. And I was like, dude, why would I eat those? And the next morning, he slaps me awake. He goes, you ate them. I said, I didn't eat them. There's chocolate in your sheets.
Oh.
So what did he do for Valentine's?
I mean, he still had like a whole, basically he made that.
He made it for his date.
He made a pyramid of them, and then the pyramid was missing a couple bricks.
Damn. I mean, look, you don't know his roommate, but it's a good-looking guy. Real nice guy. He's the guy that takes the time to make his own chocolate-dipped strawberries first. He is that guy. Then you F that up.
Yeah.
God,
but that's what I'm saying. Drunk people do crazy stuff with roommates. Should shoot him.
Here's an update on the guy in Ohio who gave up everything but beer for Lent.
Is he drunk?
He's already dropped more than 15 pounds.
Jesus.
A cop in North Carolina was arrested after he crashed an unmarked police car while driving drunk, and then he claimed the car was stolen.
What?
Yes.
Come on, man.
The guy wasn't a cop.
Yeah, he was a cop. And he was arrested. He crashed an unmarked police car, driving drunk, then claimed it was stolen. A woman in Detroit attacked several Burger King employees. Steve, you'll love this. For putting tomatoes on her hamburger.
Look, I support her. Okay? Listen, this is an honest-to-God rule at fast food. Like, I do not like pickles. I don't like lettuce. I don't want tomato. But when you go to a fast food place, when they make your sandwich, it's just muscle memory. Because they do it up. They're going to forget, and they're going to put the stuff up. So I don't even bother with the special order. I just get my burgers, I pull off the bun, and I get rid of it myself.
Mm-hmm. I just like that even the cop in the interview couldn't help it. And he was like, she didn't get it her way, and she was really upset.
Teddy, I mean,
swear to God, I listened to it this morning. Like, yeah, somebody had to get in that Burger King joke. Yeah, tomatoes. I don't know. I'm not a fan of tomatoes on sandwiches.
But you can just pull them off.
Flick them.
That's it. So the guy in Ohio gave up everything for beer for Lent, lost 15 pounds. There's a couple in Kansas who's gone to the same Texas Roadhouse restaurant 6 days a week for 15 years.
Jesus.
Guy says he's lost 38 pounds doing that.
Do you know the one day they don't go?
Sunday.
Saturday?
Yeah. I bet you it's too crowded.
I don't know. They just, I heard them this morning, and they were just saying, like, we come in, like, basically, their point is they get there early enough, they're retired.
Right.
The specials are really good. He's a Vietnam vet, so he likes that the booth, he's facing the door.
Of course.
Yes. I mean, it just kind of set up that way. But now they're like mascots. Like, you go in there, it's like, hey.
Hey, crazy people.
As we get ready for the celebration of the Irish, only 20% of Americans have plans for St. Patrick's Day this year. 70% of people who do not have plans will still wear green. And 28% plan to hit up a parade. The survey also found just 10% of us think that St. Patrick's Day should be a federal holiday.
It should not be a federal holiday.
Just because we want to drink.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only reason, really.
We already have the 4th of July. A study found the average drunken injury happens after about... How many drinks for guys?
7.
How many drinks for women, would you guess?
4.
3.
The average drunken injury happens after about 8 drinks for guys.
Okay.
6 drinks for women. Most common injuries are bruises, cuts, scratches, broken bones, and sprains. 23% of us have started a drunken fight. And the number one answer people gave why they started a fight was...
They're drunk.
I don't remember.
Yeah, dude, I just spent 3 weeks... when I broke my wrist a couple of years ago, blackout drunk after a binge room black party, in fact. And the doctor kept saying, well, how did you break your wrist in this many places? I said, man, honestly, I don't know. All right, so then everyone goes away. It's just me and her. And she's like, okay, sir, honestly, how did you break your wrist? I'm like, I don't know. So I finally said to her, I said, listen to me. I got blackout drunk, which is not beyond me. And on this particular night, I broke my freaking wrist. All right, I don't know how it happened. I could have beat someone up. I could have gotten hit by a car. I don't know. I may have tried to hand feed a bear. I don't know.
Yep.
She was amazed by that.
Miles, you left out one stat.
What's that?
10% of us have ended a drunken fight.
That's right.
New online poll asked people about the grossest thing they've done. 86% of people said they have picked their nose. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, come on.
84% inspect the tissue after they blow their nose.
That's it?
Yeah,
I do every time. Always look.
And 67% of people admit they've clogged a toilet.
I mean, hey, if you haven't clogged a toilet, you haven't pooped properly.
You haven't lived, man.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. We do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve, to throw Hilgi to police, everyone. How profile this is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Lauren. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, the beer Viking in the flesh.
Hola, all right, beer Viking, you understand how this here game is played?
Yes, I do.
All right, one quick question, beer Viking. Is your beard wet right now?
It's pretty dry.
Okay, yeah, you're not doing it right.
Pretty all right,
now, dry. Pretty dry. It's moist.
Damn.
It's moist, you know. Now, we've heard of people driving into lakes and rivers because of their GPS told them to, right? Now, this is new level. There's a guy in Canada. He was in the middle of driving from Montreal to Calgary earlier this week. And one of his passengers was using the GPS on their phone to navigate, but it sent them way off course. They ended up at a U.S. border crossing in Michigan, which was a problem, mostly because they had 10 pounds of methamphetamine in the car. Now, it was in pill form, not crystal meth. Now, the dude claimed he didn't know it was drugs. He says someone told him to transport, quote-unquote, something for them as a way for him to pay off a $2,000 gambling debt. But he did not know it was meth. That's the story he's telling. He was also supposed to pick two people up in Toronto on his way there. Now, it's not clear if they're in trouble, too, but he's facing charges for possession with intent to distribute. And it's actually kind of amazing how far of course they were, because from Toronto, they should have started heading north. But instead, they went south and then drove the wrong way for 4 hours. I can only assume maybe his buddy had the phone upside down. I don't know. Methamphetamine, hell of a drug. Mm-hmm. So my question for you, do you believe that this criminal genius, this mastermind, is black, white, Jewish, or Asian?
Well, let's see. Canada makes me think white.
Of course.
Just off the bat there. Meth, pretty white drug. But I think you guys are trying to throw me here, and it's probably Jewish or Asian. What do you guys think?
I mean, Canada does say white.
It does, but if you go...
But also, I feel like maybe if he really was, paying down a debt...
Which he could have been. Who knows?
He could have been, right? He didn't know what he was doing. That sounds like something an Asian gang would do.
And even if he was telling the truth...
And methamphetamine is huge all across the world now.
Right.
Which is great.
All right, Lauren, what are you thinking?
I'm going to go Asian.
You're going to go final Asian? Answer. Final answer? Okay. We're going to find out if he's black, white, Jewish, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Canada, we've got a Canadian man who's driving from Toronto to Calgary.
From Montreal to Calgary.
Oh, Montreal to Calgary.
He was supposed to stop in Toronto to pick up two more people.
Gotcha. Either way, he ended up going the wrong way. 4 hours south, he ended up at the United States border. Unfortunately for him, he had 10 pounds of meth on him.
Yeah, and it turns out Border Patrol frowns on that kind of thing. And he found that out. But the question we had is, did you believe that this guy is black, white, Jewish, or Asian? So, of course, everyone said Canada. The first thing you think is white. I think you're trying to fool me. I think it's going to be Jew or Asian. In the end, he went Asian. And Ted, you said, the same thing, right?
Asian.
That is the dumbest answer ever.
Oh!
But you are correct.
Yep.
And you based it on the gambling debt thing, right?
Yeah. And I know that meth, a lot of the ingredients that come out of meth come out of Asia.
Okay.
So then I know it's a big runner for the, I've heard, allegedly, for the Asian gangs.
Oh, I see. What gang are you working with now? I know your meth operation is just out of control. They call it the Ice House.
I'd rather not say.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That means you can't pronounce it.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
People slam dunk basketballs all the time. It's
not
amazing.
Me.
I'm a big fan of watching others do it.
Yes.
But did you know there's another sport you can slam dunk something?
Another sport where you can slam dunk.
Miles, you like it.
Football. NFL football when you get a touchdown.
I don't know.
What's your obsession?
Golf.
Yes.
Oh.
Ryan Moore. He's down at the Players' Championship. If you don't know the Players' Championship, it's famous because the 17 has an island green. And basically, he hits this thing, and it's not just a hole-in-one. It goes straight in the hole.
Ryan Moore.
This needs to go. Oh, my!
He hits the stick, and that's in. That is a slam dunk for Ryan Moore.
Time goes wild.
Looked like me.
Yeah,
perfection.
Just like you.
Mm-hmm. Perfection, thank you.
What a moment at 17.
I mean, I've seen golfers hit a hole in one before, but I don't know that I've ever seen one go direct. Like, it hit the stick and just dropped it.
Yeah, that's different. Different way of doing it.
Yeah.
That's good. I'll never be able to do it again.
Yeah, and I feel like you can call that a hole in one in golf.
Oh, yeah.
And not a hole in one, sorry, slam dunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's as close as you can get, right?
Yeah. So at the same tournament, Jimmy Fallon's been doing this funny thing. I first saw him do it, I want to say, with some NBA players at NBA All-Star Weekend. Basically, nobody knows this, but he'll give the athletes some funny phrases to say, and then they need to try to work them in during their interviews at the tournament.
Just curious if you've made any scouting trips to Augusta this year, and what do you think about the new number 5?
I haven't, actually. I was planning on going last week, but my wife and I went to a Reba McEntire concert.
I wanted to have major status. Yeah, it'd be good. I've won one before. You know, it'd be like winning the 1992 Grammys, your award. So it's just...
it's going to be playing a lot different than it has been in years past. And, just got to get out there and swing and ding it. Yeah, you know, just... guess just going to go out there and try to swing it and ding it, if you will.
Remember any kind of celebration that night?
That was kind of sweetest toffee, hottest coffee, that one.
It's playing a little longer, so I'm getting used to that. But I'm going to smack it, attack it, swing it like a racket.
And Fooch, I know, is watching back at home, so take care, teddy bear.
We hit some great shots out there. Any secrets?
Not really. I mean, even a catfish is right twice a day. So
they do everything they can to look after us really well. I mean, even to the point where in the family dining we get all we can eat breadsticks. So I mean, like when they're doing that for us.
And then we got here and got some nice pizza.
17, how's that looking for you? How are you feeling there?
Yeah, iconic call. 17 was pretty cool because Tony Danza was in a stanza, and so that was pretty neat for me. I haven't seen him in a long time.
Now, we're not a huge golf fan, right? Like, that last voice was Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm.
That was Rory McIlroy.
Put two in the water on 17.
Did he?
Which is what she asked him about.
Rory McIlroy, he's the one talking about free breadsticks. Unlimited breadsticks, right? I mean, Rory is one of the best golfers in the world. Multi-millionaire. Like, I just like the idea that he's like, yeah, I mean, it's unlimited breadsticks.
Tony Danza was in the stanza.
That's one of the best
Even
things
Even the catfish is right twice a day.
You know what? But that sounds like something somebody in like Oklahoma or the South would say.
Sure, Tommy Davidson from England.
Right. Well, that's the other funny thing. Like, they're from all over the
Even
world.
A codfish.
Yeah. Or Reba McEntire concert. Like, no, you didn't. By the way, today both those videos will be up. Go watch the slam dunk on the hole in one, and then there's the full clip there. That's a little longer and extended.
hey. They call it andropenicized.
With the whole Jimmy Fallon there thing at the men's room Facebook page. All right, what do you want to hear about? People getting fired or world records?
Let's go world records.
All right, but I'm getting Aunt Becky. She's losing a lot of jobs.
Okay.
Shaquille O'Neal, what do you think some of his records are?
Most gold bomb powder ever applied to testicles. Ever get my blocks?
I don't know. Yeah, LSU, probably every
not
rebounding.
Making free throws.
Yeah.
It's not a record you want, but he was notoriously horrible at that.
Well, this is a little bit different. He was on a show on YouTube called Hot Ones where a guy interviews people as they eat hotter chicken wings.
Okay.
So they asked him about himself, and he said he holds the record for most money spent at a Walmart. He said, I got traded from Miami to Phoenix, and I had an apartment that I got in one day. 3-bedroom, nice apartment. So he hit up the local Walmart, ended up spending $67,000.
I saw that.
He said, "What got me the TVs? Because I ordered about 6 TVs. That's what got me."
I just like the fact, like, man, you got this multi-million-dollar contract, right? He was no, and my man went to Walmart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, And that was,
I mean, obviously he didn't buy like sheets for his bed because he's got like a special, like there's certain things that he has that other people don't.
Well, sure.
He does, but he mentioned that like when he's talking about it, he's like, look, he's like, if I go shopping, like I think a lot of guys are this way, right? Like if I end up at a mall, like I don't want to shop. Like, I'm going to be in there, I'm going to go find what I want.
Exactly right.
And then go Red Robin.
But when Shaq needs, like, a blender, a toaster, an entire kitchen.
There
like,
is a all Target next things, to you, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like that all
that's
makes sense.
That's just stuff you need.
Well, so, all right, I plates, finished it.
Glasses,
so that's
bowls.
What he was saying. He said he just would go in, like, if he's going to buy, because he moved, if he needs towels, he's just going to buy 20 sets.
Yeah,
like
and, then, and then have them all stitched together. Think about if Shaq were not a millionaire, right? If he just made the average, what is the average in America now? Like, 40 to 50 grand. What would he do for shoes and pants and sheets?
Online, man.
It's a major issue.
I think he would just deal with it. You can get some stuff online, but at some point, I mean, maybe if you're up to 6'8", 6'9", but when you're, what, 7 feet?
Yeah, but I told you, I went to high school with a 7-footer, and it was a major issue. He only had, like, a pair of jeans.
Right, like, if you're not
just can't
rich.
Get them. There's some ex-NBA guys, actually, that are starting their own fashion lines that are tailored to giant tall people that look cool.
It's changed more now, right? So even when I was growing, because now I can go to any store if they sell shoes. They have size 13. It's not a ridiculous request, but it used to stop at 12 everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So not quite a kid, but a teenager, I'd hit size 13. And at that point, you walked into the store and what you said was, what do you have in size 13? And they had the one pair would be the ugliest pair of tennis shoes you've ever seen. And the other would be a pair of dress shoes. And that was it. Now, at least, but I've seen up to like, I was at Nordstrom Rack, and there was a big brother in there, and he's looking at shoes, right? And they do it by size. So I'm standing at 13, and I see him walk by, go on the other side. It went like 14 to 17.
They have some big ones.
He was looking at 15.
But you only have one selection, maybe two shoes you can even buy whether you like them or not. That's the problem with that. The other thing I think about with that is, like, you ever go to a hotel or whatever that has like a wand shower beside the shower.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like it's probably chest higher. Well, that's basically every shower that Shaq gets in that's not at his house. So, like, when he goes and does all this stuff, like, does he have a special place where he stays to do inside the NBA or whatever? Because, like, you need a bed for a 6'7" guy.
I think his beds are dumb, but the showers, I'm 6'4", and most hotels, it still just sits beyond the chest.
Yeah.
So with Shaq, it's got to be hitting him, like, right below the ribs.
Exactly.
But they don't
maybe
make
it sprays just on his junk.
That's it.
He's in the shower for hours.
And you know, man, like, you know when you're on the road, there's nothing you can do about it. You want to go someplace, you can't just get into a Prius. You're right? Shaquille O'Neal. Like, not that you would, but you can't just get a taxi. Like, everything that you do, like, you need a limo to get everywhere.
But I also think, even when
you're that
just,
big.
But even when you're just chartering a plane for the NBA,
anything,
right?
They could get an Uber XL.
Yeah, XL, for sure. But, like, everything's going to be super
simple. How will he afford it?
Well, that's a good point.
I mean, you're still, right. I'm sorry. I don't feel that bad for Shaq.
In our world, it's,
we talked to somebody. I can't remember who we were talking to, but somebody very, very tall. And they were saying that when they whenever go to hotels, they would call in advance and say, look, I'm a very tall individual. I need two beds pushed together. And most places got it, and they pushed them together side by side. But he said that one of the hotels he went to, because he said he's tall, they did it head to foot. So it's like, I got like this 15-foot-long bed. He's like, that's not, like, you guys, I'm not that tall. Mm-hmm. I just mean side to side. Right?
Just like put it lengthwise.
Yeah, and he walked in the room and was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah, I mean, I would have to think, just for NBA teams and stuff, there's got to be a certain hotel in every town that's like, all right, we've had the players in before.
We have football teams come in, professional athletes.
Yeah, because there's so many of those giant dudes.
Right,
but you're
football's
right.
The width, you know, NBA it's the height.
The hotel beside us is where all the visiting teams come in.
Yeah.
So,
well, so they must have facilities there that kind of...
I used to work a basketball camp at a college where for a while Washington's football team would go there for their camp, right? Like, now camps are all done basically in the major city your team is, basically.
Yeah.
Well, I would just say a lot of them have changed over to that.
Sure.
So the place I worked, I was talking to some of the security guards, and they were like, the biggest issue when the NBA NFL guys are here is like... That you can't have more than four of them in the elevator, or like three of them in the elevator.
Oh, right.
Because they get stuck every time. Because they're just so big, they're like three of them, boom, they're over the weight limit.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I remember in our old building, you know, like any elevator, you get on, there's a weight limit. And sometimes it's just a matter that the elevator is so full that no matter who gets on, you hit the weight limit. Ha, 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 ha. There was a particular floor where people were very rotund. And I want to say it was me, Miles, and one other person on the elevator. Three of them got on the elevator. One of them had to get off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like that.
These things happen.
They do.
She.
Trust me. I don't know if other people. Every time I get on an elevator, but there's like six or seven people on an elevator. It's always like, do I wait? Ah, screw it.
You gotta get
I'm
out
going
there, man.
In. Yeah, I'm going in.
All right, Aunt Becky, Lori,
Lachlan.
She got fired by the Hallmark Channel. We said that yesterday. But also, that means she's gone for all the Christmas shows.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
What will my Jewish kids do?
But the bigger news is there's so-called sources out there saying Netflix is going to fire her from Fuller House.
Which, either way, her husband makes, she makes great money. He
plus,
makes
honestly,
ridiculous money.
On Full House, yeah, I don't know that you'd really miss her.
No.
You know what I mean?
The show's not about her. It's about the kids and the relationship with the...
Yeah, and then they talk about again that like the daughters are out of school, but those daughters never wanted to. You don't need a college education to be an Instagram influencer.
No, you don't.
You need right.
You really don't.
You need to be good looking, and you need to have a family that's wealthy.
Is there a doctor that's an Instagram influencer other than like Dr. Pimple Popper? I mean, honest to God, I mean like
right.
I mean maybe Dr. Oz, but he got in trouble for peddling.
These are doctors.
What do you call it? Like pills that don't, not placebos, but like snake oils, basically.
Yeah, okay. I would not feel comfortable getting a physical from Dr. Oz because I don't believe that he is medically qualified to give me a physical based on stuff that's come out of his mouth.
I think he probably was, but as the celebrity went up and you want people, like, look, if you're a doctor, we've all been to the doctor. Well, doctors tell you the truth and what's going on, but if they were not talking about you, where you have a vested interest in your own health, it's dull, man.
It is.
Right? So if you're going to be a doctor on TV, you obviously have to talk about
I would
some
rather
crazy
have the
stuff.
Doctor go home and think more about his profession than being on TV and being famous. I'd rather have the guy that's like, well, I have this case today, so I'm going to go home and try to figure out what's going on.
I want a real doctor. I want the guys on TV.
Like, I
want
to be on TMZ.
But he was a doctor. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to throw on that one. Like, at some point, he was a doctor, then he got into the celebrity stuff, right?
Sure. Yeah. And like, it pays more.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
I think Dr. Drew, probably from Loveline, was like one of the first ones we saw kind of do this, yeah. Right? Like,
when Dr. Phil came along. Me,
yeah, Dr. Phil.
We just don't know the level. Like, Kyle Bowler was an NFL quarterback. We
right.
just don't know the level of what kind of doctor he was going in. His name is Dr. Oz. That's different enough to get him to where he's going to be, but we don't know how good he was at doing just basic stuff before that. We just know him as his...
Well, that's one of those professions, right? Like, you're right. Doctors, there's not a ranking unless you're in Sky Mail, and it's like, he's the number one plastic surgeon.
We said this for years. The guy who graduates last in his class in medical school, you still call him doctor.
And I'm okay with that because I didn't go to medical school at all.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, right, he may have been bottom of the class.
I mean, same thing with, like, lawyers, right? You get a law degree, you're a lawyer.
Yeah.
You know? They get pass a bar, right? You're a lawyer. No, nobody ever says, like, whoa, I snuck by. Mm. But, hey, I got you in this case.
Steve and I have never passed a bar that we didn't walk into.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You don't pass one. You go, like, let's check
this place out. Oh, I passed the bar many times.
Let's see what their menu is.
All right, well, speaking of you guys and Thrill, you have a lot of tattoos. I'm sure you get them for yourself, correct?
That would be precisely why.
All right, well, Ben Affleck kind of had to explain that to people on an episode of Ellen.
There was a photo of your back tattoo that got a lot of attention.
It did. Not so much positive.
No, I think people, it's a commitment. It's, what is, the, it's like a...
It's a phoenix.
Uh-huh.
It's a phoenix, which...
Rising from your ass.
We didn't plan that bit.
That's no, just, we didn't. But
that's
it's
what you get when you're a comedian. Yeah, you can do that kind of thing.
Right.
Very quick.
Yeah.
Where was I? Anyway, yes, this is Phoenix rising from my ass.
Uh-huh.
And I was about to say it represents something really important to me, but you know what? Maybe just...
No, you can...
We'll skip that.
You can say that. It does represent something.
No. Yeah, it is. It's meaningful to me. I like it. It's something that I sort of kept... private. It wasn't like I was sort of doing photo shoots or whatever. We were 2 hours north of a city in some island in Hawaii, and we didn't know the paparazzi was there. So they got a picture of my tattoo, and the sentiment ran, against. I love my tattoo. I'm very happy with it.
Yeah, it's
luckily,
your tattoo. It's your back.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like, that shouldn't be shocking, right? Like, it's his tattoo.
And for, it's on his back.
Yeah,
like, I mean, people question tattoos. Like you get it or you don't. It doesn't matter. You get one or you don't. It doesn't matter. But certainly one that is on someone's back, like, that's for them. And I have a massive one on my back, and I forget it's there because I never see it.
Because it's on your back.
It's on my back. So even when you look in the mirror, you know what I mean? It's behind you.
You could have a pimple in the middle of your back and not know.
You have no idea.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's one of my favorite tattoos, and I never get to goddamn see it. Mm-hmm. I realized the error of my ways after I did it.
But everybody else does.
I want to do my whole back in pimples.
Yeah. I mean, I got a sweater on back there. I never get to see it either.
You got a pelt.
But I know people like to rub it down.
Do they? Do they really?
With, like, beard oil?
No, they just prefer it over stubble.
Ah, okay.
Oh. They learned to like it.
The back beard is gone.
You'll learn to like my back
hair.
The pelt
is soft.
Well, sometimes it reminds them of something animalistic.
Like an actual animal.
Like when they owned a gerbil.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. Headlines coming up in minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Canada, where GPS accidentally sends men to the U.S. border with 10 pounds of meth in their car. Meanwhile, 39 tons of ground turkey is recalled if your stool looks like an ooey black tar. After mob boss death, mob hitman say that a couple people must die now. World leader says he has tough people, including military and police, that might have a cow. And NBC names a new late-night talk show host. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Mike Hawk is not here because he's lazy and he's a slob.
You left it at home?
So instead, it's not here, man. It's in a bag. So instead, I'm going to bring you some news. Unfortunately, this is the worst news I've heard in a while. You've probably heard this in New Zealand, where 49 people were killed, near 20 seriously injured. This in a mass shooting at two different mosques in Christchurch, and are calling it a carefully planned and unprecedented attack that shocked the usually peaceful nation. Yeah, I guess so. The prime minister there, whose name I cannot say, he described the horror as a terrorist attack at the press conference, and he's saying the suspects held what they're calling extremist views. I want to say some of this was even like on Facebook Live when it was going down.
It was.
Yeah, and they've pulled that video. Meanwhile, President Trump, he was facing scrutiny for comments in a recent interview with Breitbart News, where he was saying, and I quote, "I can tell you, I have the support of the police, the support of the military, the support of bikers for Trump." Well, obviously, they're called bikers for Trump. Says, "I have the tough people, but they don't play it tough until they go to a certain point, and then it would be very, very bad." Now, some people assume that was a veiled threat. You can't speak out of one way or another, but know that after the shooting at the mosque in New Zealand, that tweet was then taken down. And other news we keep hearing about, of course, this would be the college admissions scandal. All right, so I just want to share with you seven quotes that have come out of the college admissions scandal. And keep in mind, these are quotes that were picked up when basically the perpetrator of this whole thing was wearing a wire. All right, so Felicity Huffman, the actress who we all know, she literally wrote "rut-row." Not "uh-oh," but "rut-row." She wrote this in an email to her contact.
It's a shaggy way of doing it, baby.
Yeah, looks like my daughter's high school wants to provide her own proctor. That's one. Here is a dad, all right? And this guy, he's a New York attorney. His name's Gordon Kaplan. When it comes to his kid getting into college with a scandal, quote, "To be honest, I'm not worried about the moral issue. We continue." One witness says, "I can make scores happen, and nobody on the planet can get scores to happen. She won't even know it happened. It will happen as though she will think that she's really super smart." So that's one of those cases where the kid doesn't know that the parents behind it. They continue. One person says, "Is there any risk this blows up in my face?" They are assured that it wouldn't, but now it has. And then Lori Loughlin, she just says, basically, "So we just make a donation to your foundation, and that's end of story." And the guy explained, "Right, you give money to my so-called donation, your kid is..."
I've been telling my kid to bust her ass for years so she can go to college.
Well,
and
Miles,
she has.
Guess what?
And you know what? She earned that.
There are people that still earn it. Getting accepted to 17 colleges, that's very impressive. Well, guess what? A 17-year-old high school student who is also homeless, he managed to pull off exactly that feat. So not all is lost. In other news, 39 tons of ground turkey has been recalled by Butterball. They say the meat affected after salmonella cases were reported. I don't have much more on eggs. I would think if you cook it enough. Maybe
it's ground turkey. You better cook that really well.
Right. I honestly thought you were going to say you don't have much on it because you would have it in your house.
Ted,
you don't
have
ground turkey, do you?
not a big one. Let's see.
You never had a ground turkey burger? You never?
It's fine.
Okay.
It's fine. It's not good. It's fine.
I mean, Miles and I like it, but we also eat vegetables.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, but I think a good ground turkey burger is really tasty.
I'm sure it is, but it's never as good as a good hamburger. This is a crazy story. There was a minor car accident in Staten Island, and it may have been planned as a precursor to a major mob hit. That's what police are now saying in the Wednesday night shooting death of Francisco Francali, the head of the Gambino crime family outside of his home. According to the chief of police there, they said he may have stepped outside to see what the racket was after, let's say, he saw a blue and silver pickup truck rammed into his SUV. So they say he stepped outside to see what was going on.
Seems like a childish move.
A confrontation ensued, and then he ended up getting shot 6 times. The guy that shot him fired 12 shots and then pulled away. Now, the people involved in the mob say, we don't think it's a mob hit because he went for the top dog, and they're saying, and he did it in front of his family at his home. That's just not the mob way. We think it's just the guy who made the wrong decision, but somebody doesn't know.
He made a big wrong decision.
It doesn't matter. Some people have to die.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the random question. Question, your guess is as good as mine. Men's room rules, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. That is all true. Well, maybe. We'll see. Either way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.